Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Rick Peters. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Stan Cliburn. Pitching for the California Angels, Don Oss. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Cliburn and he is out, Grich applying the tag. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Trammell, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Summers moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Summers scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Corcoran moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow strikes out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Clyburn and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Stan Clyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clyburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Grich moves to third. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-1 in the game. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Stan Cliburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cliburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cliburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dave Stegman pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cliburn fires to second and picks off Thompson for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball towards right. Harlow catches it and throws to first to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Clyburn and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson bunts towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-2 in the game. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Clyburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. John Montague now pitching. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Freddie Patek pinch hits for Stan Cliburn. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Donahue now catching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cowens strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.